There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Let us repent from any sins, any bad habits, any unforgiveness, any grudges we're holding, or resentment, bitterness, anger, jealousy. Let us let all of those things go that's in the flesh, any negative habits, negative influences, negative people. Let us cut everything off that's negative and getting in the way of our blessings or what have you. All right. Let us repent and let us stay holy and blameless forever. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us through the night, just in general, just got to always stay thankful for him. The outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. All the things the Lord has brought us through, he still continues to keep looking out for us, amen, because his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promise. So always stay thankful. Always stay grateful, people. More praising, less complaining, amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord and uplift each other in Christ. Let us always keep praying for each other, comforting one another, supporting each other, interceding for each other. All of that, y'all. Brothers and sisters of the faith, we have to stay strong in these times that we're in, okay? Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints on all engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. And any person who just gave their life to Christ, who just gave their life to the Messiah, God bless you as well. Welcome to the family. Shalom. Greetings to all of you, man. Much love to everybody out there, man. God, stay strong in these times that we're in, people, everybody, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him, cry out to him, rejoice, always rejoice, do what you gotta do, get what you need, express your joy and gratitude for the Lord, praise the Lord for what he's about to do in your life, and just thank him for getting you through every trial, tribulation you done experienced, amen, praise him forever, y'all, most definitely, rejoice, always rejoice, serve him with gladness and joy, and always, always worship in spirit of truth. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming in twinkling of eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for a people who are blameless, spotless, ready to go. So let's be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word. Let us keep our lamps and our oils. And let us always stay ready for the Messiah's return, y'all. Let's keep spreading the gospel. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep the commandments. Keep doing the Father's will. Stay in our purpose. Stay in our callings. Keep our gifts active. Stay obedient. All of that, amen. Let's stay on point and stay on fire for the Lord, y'all. Let's get it, y'all. Praise him forever, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us through dreams and visions and encounters. Let the Most High keep communicating to us in expressive more ways. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him and seek his face. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally in our personal lives, according to our gifts, our callings, our future, our purpose, our situation, handle that. Handle every assignment the Most High gives you, every task the Father gives you. Get to it, people. No excuses. All right. Let's handle what the Father gave us because we know that the Most High will always do his part and above because that's just who he is. And let us have that discipline, that self-control and accountability. Let's be responsible, y'all. Let's get to it, y'all. Amen. Most definitely have some joy with this, y'all. Don't be too robotic and stiff about it, man. Have some fun with this journey. Amen. Praise the Most High. All right. So hope that you all doing good, staying strong out there. All right. Now, today's message, I'm going to start with today's Bible reading, and then we'll go through the recommended reading scriptures, and then we'll go through the actual commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading is the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 1 through 19. All right. Here we go. Asa's reform. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded, who went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. Then he assembled all Judah and Benjamin and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who had settled among them. For large numbers had come over to him from Israel when they saw the Lord his God was with him. They assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. At that time, they sacrificed to the Lord 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats from the plunder they had brought back. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and soul. All who would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, were to be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. They took an oath to the Lord with loud singing, shouting with trumpets and horns, with loud music and rejoicing. All Judah rejoiced about the oath because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly, and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother because she had made a repulsive Asherah pole. Asa cut the pole down, broke it up, and burned it into the Kidron Valley. Although he did not remove the high places from Israel, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought into the temple of God the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. Amen. All right, so that's a good reading. Okay, I would like to read it in commentary scriptures. Okay, the first one is God rewards. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Yeah, man, we touch and agree, most definitely. We know that our work, our labor for the Lord is not in vain, people. We serve a God who loves to reward his people. And we serve a Lord who rewards abundantly. Amen. So let's keep working hard for the Lord and make sure all of our actions, our works are dedicated to the Most High, aligned with his will for our lives. Amen. And our purpose. All right. And the second recommended reading scripture I want to read is God searches for committed men. God searches for committed men. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. All right, so that's just the next chapter of it, but I just wanted to read it because it was on the same page. So, Most High search for committed men, y'all. So our hearts got to be fully with him, people. You know, all of it, man. You know, God put our best foot forward. God put all of our effort into the Most High, amen. So that's today's Bible reading, all right? Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures that's related to today's Bible reading and go from there, okay? So the first recommended reading scripture is the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. All right, the call of Abraham. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Amen. So that's the Most High talking to Abraham right there. I just love how he speaks to Abraham and gives him all those promises and assurances, you know, and that's so beautiful. And the Most High could just talk to you straight up like that, you know. Very powerful encounter. So we need to always remember the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and always live by them and stick to them, you know, and embrace that, all right? So that's the first recommended reading scripture. The second recommended reading scripture is the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. Jesus' mother and brothers. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told them, your mother and brothers are outside waiting, wanting to speak to you. He replied to him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. Amen. Hey, Messiah himself, y'all, family of the Most High, y'all. Other people out there doing the will of the Father, we are family, okay? A lot of people's families may be solid and strong, and other people's don't really come from the best united families, but the Messiah tells us that whoever does the will of the Father, that's what makes us family, amen. So some powerful words to say, amen. So that's the second recommended reading scripture. All right. And the last recommended reading scripture I want to read according to this commentary is the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. All right, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. No other gospel. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Curse. As we have already has said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than the one you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. And I am now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Mm. Amen. Need a reminders right there. That was something right there Paul said right there, man. You know, over the years, decades, centuries, generations, there's been false gospels, false teachings being spreaded all throughout all over the earth, you know. So the true gospel is being spread in these last days by the true people of the Most High, amen. So we're really doing this thing for real, man. And Paul let us know what time it is, amen. So let's keep spreading the true gospel, the true Messiah, amen. Most definitely really operating the true Holy Spirit, amen. So that's Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, all right. Now we'll get to the actual commentary itself. The title of this commentary is Breaking with the Past. Who says we can't overcome our past? When Asa assumed the throne as king of Judah, he also inherited a terrible family tradition. For three generations of his family had led the nation in the practice of pagan worship, with its accompanying sexual morality and moral and spiritual decay. Asa knew that changing these long-established practices would alienate him from his relatives, but he was determined that pleasing God was more important than pleasing his family. So King Asa destroyed all evidence of idol worship in Israel and repaired the altar of the Lord. He even removed his grandmother from her powerful and influential position as queen mother. Imagine the flack he received after making that decision. Most important, Asa led Judah back to worshiping the one true God. He changed the course of his own personal life and in the process changed the course of the nation he led for as long as he had held his position. Perhaps like Asa, you've inherited patterns that you know don't please God. Perhaps you came from a family that has ignored or even ridiculed the practice of worship and the presence of God in a family's life. Perhaps abusive behavior and a quick temper are part of your family legacy. Or perhaps unfaithfulness, deception, and greed are family traditions that prevent you from becoming the man God wants you to be. If this is the case, then take heart and encouragement from the story. You don't have to continue to practice these negative traditions. You can make different decisions. You can change with God's help. And the change in your own heart and life can have a long-lasting impact on the lives of those whom you influence on a daily basis. Is such a transition easy? Not usually, but you may be surprised at how receptive your friends, family, and coworkers are to the changes in your life. Set your goals today and allow God's words to King Asa to encourage you. But as for you, be strong and do not give up. For your work will be rewarded. Walking in God's approval might bring earthly criticism, but it will yield eternal rewards. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What family traditions keep you from a life that is pleasing to God? What steps can you take to change the way you're living? What new traditions can you establish in their place? Amen. Boy, this commentary spoke to me, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I know I'll be doing these podcast messages and I'll give out this word, but this one really spoke to me, man. You know, I hope it speaks to all of our hearts, man, because none of us come from perfect families or families who truly worship the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A lot of people all over the world have come from households where their family or people in their blood do witchcraft or commit crimes or are unbelievers or mock the faith or angry, you know, bitter, resentful, backbiting, gossiping, bitter, hateful, envy, jealousy. Like, you come from all these different things, all these generational curses, all these negative family traditions or what have you, things that have been passed down in your blood. It is on you to break the generational curses by obeying the law, set your commandments, obeying God's word, obeying God's voice, keeping the testimony of Jesus, keeping the gospels, and really living by faith, you know, because everyone's backgrounds are different. People grew up in different manipulative households or toxic households or what have you. The prophet Micah, he even talked about, you know, how your enemies are in your own household and mother against brother and sister against daughter against father, all these different things. And then the Messiah said the same thing as well. He said, I came not to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I came to put mother against daughter. I came to put father against son. I came to put mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, you know. So the Messiah fulfilled the prophecy, all the prophecies, but of Micah regarding the household and the families, you know. And even the Messiah clearly said, look, whoever does the will of my father, that's my mother, that's my brother, that's my sister. You know, and that right there draws the line right there, you know, and there's a big difference between blood and your actual family. OK, there's a big difference between just being born into a family and being reborn, being born again in the kingdom of heaven and having brothers and sisters in the faith. You know what I'm saying? So the Messiah really drawed that line with that double edged sword. Amen. He let us know, like, hey, you know, it's going to even cost you your family and your upbringing and your past to follow him. You know, the Messiah said, if you love your mother or your father more than me, you ain't worthy of me. You ain't worthy of the kingdom. He said, if you love your son or your daughter more than me, you're not worthy of the kingdom. Amen. So we got to understand to not put anything or anybody above the Most High in his word. Hallelujah. And we know that sometimes even our own upbringings, our past, our current situation is actually in the way. You know what I mean? And I speak for myself and those out there who are listening as well. You know, so you got to be real with yourself and understand, Your friends, your family, people from your past don't want God like you do. They're not called like you are. They don't have the heart for the gospel or anything like you do, you know. So that's always that situation is a lot of people deal with, you know. So we got to understand God called Abraham out of his father's house. He said, get out your father's house, you know what I mean? So true people of the Most High, a lot of times when they get that call, they're usually sent out. They got to leave everything behind to follow the Most High. They have to really leave everything behind to get truly blessed. They have to get away from all the toxic people, get away from all the negative influences or what have you. Or even if you're in that situation in the midst of it, you have to stay grounded in the word. You have to stay in that law, stay in the commandments, stay in the gospel in the midst of the situation you're in right now, you know. So very powerful commentary, man. I'm very glad I was able to read this. I definitely needed it, and I pray to God that it blesses you all as well, all right, because all of our situations are different, but the Lord knows what we're going through out here, okay? So the Most High sees it all, amen. So give him all the glory and praise him, all right? And I just pray that whoever's listening to this, I pray that God moves you out that house. He moves you out that apartment. He moves you away from whatever's in the way of hindering you. I pray that you're willing to, I pray that you're willing to get up and bounce as well. I pray that you're willing to do your end, all right? Because I feel like the Most High wants to continuously keep moving us and using us. But a lot of times we begin in our own way, all right? We be hesitant or doubtful or fearful or whatever, insecurity. And it's like, look, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to trust in the Lord through everything. We got to stop being so concerned about what man think. You know, we're so concerned about what your friend think, what your cousin think, what your brother think, what your mom think, what your daddy think, what your cousin. Man, look, man, it's about how the Most High feel about us, all right? What he knows about us, amen? So don't be a man pleaser, okay? A man pleaser isn't always just a friend or a coworker. It's people in general, you know? A lot of people have this thing of pleasing their own family or validation of others. They place that over God's word, and we got to stop doing that, people, amen? I speak for myself, so let us be holy, upright, and be firm in the gospel, be firm in the word forevermore, amen? Most definitely, though. So there you have it, all right? What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the God of Shem. Praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise the God of Israel. Hallelujah. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise him forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Amen. He is risen. Most definitely, much love to the Messiah for dying for our sins. Y'all, his blood clean. He died for our sins, transgressions, iniquities, all of our everything. Y'all, his blood paid for it. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore. His Son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, the Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. He is my provider, my redeemer, my healer, sustainer, sufficient one. He is excellent, y'all. My shield, my buckler, All of that, most definitely, y'all. Yahweh Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua Hamashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days, the rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all of your heart. You will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. So you got to have faith, got to believe in him, got to trust in him. It's impossible to please him without faith, y'all. So faith must succeed. Faith without works is dead. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Your faith got you through your situation. Amen. The Most High's favor, grace, mercy, and love all over your life is what got them situations. Amen. We know that for sure. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are definitely understanding how amazing the outstretched arm of God will be on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be on our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders forever, y'all. Get what you need. Cry out to him. Let them know how you feel, what's on your heart. Pour out your heart to him, y'all. Praise the Most High forevermore. He hears you. He is near to the brokenhearted. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. He's excellent. He is awesome. He is excellent. He is all of that, y'all. Most definitely. Yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Adonai. Most definitely, we know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So let's keep living by this word, man. Let's keep living by this faith, y'all. That's what's going to help us and save us in these last days we in. Amen. So you got to stay strong, people. Hang in there. Through all your ups and downs, through all your trials and tribulations, through every situation that you're in, through every obstacle you face, you have to always remember how amazing the Messiah is and what he went through for us. You know what I'm saying? We got to reciprocate that. Amen. We got to stay faithful as he stayed faithful to the Father. Hallelujah. So the same example the Messiah set for us, we follow that exact example, people. All the stuff he went through for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, we have to go through persecutions and mockery and ridicule all for the kingdom's sake, amen, for his name's sake, because the kingdom belongs to us, amen. So we have to do it. All these things is a part of it. All right? We're not of this world. All right? We are chosen, adopted, and grafted people. So us being in this faith, us being firm everywhere we go, being light to the world, being salt to the earth, ambassadors for Christ, we're going to go through a lot in these times, okay? Because the world is so wicked, violent, and evil, and bitter, they're just going to take it out on us, amen? The Messiah already let us know that the hearts of many are going to wax cold, for iniquity will grow and offense will grow, you know? And we see nothing but disrespect and perilous times and the way people mistreat each other, but bad behavior. We see all this stuff. We have to make sure we don't walk in that. We overcome evil with good. Amen. So we're going to keep living by this gospel. We're going to keep staying on this narrow path. We're going to stay blameless. Amen. We're going to stay holy about everything. Even when you want to get in that flesh and react a certain way or respond a certain way, let me tell you, you got to stay in the spirit, people. We do not play with people on their level. Okay. We are sticking to this gospel. We are sticking to the Most High's word. We are not going to walk around with unforgiveness or bitterness or holding grudges or being petty and trying to get even, because vengeance belongs to the Lord. Amen. He will recompense. Let the Father handle it. Let the Father handle it, people. Hallelujah. His hand is a lot better to handle it than our hands. Amen. We got these sinful hands and we always want to get even and back and forth people. Nah, we're going to let the Father handle it. Amen. Come on, y'all. You got to stay strong in the things you're going through. You got to remind yourself how amazing the Messiah is And, you know, gotta stay strong, people, all right? Gotta stay strong, people. I know a lot of people out there are dealing with a lot of disrespect or mockery or ridicule and being misunderstood and offense or any little petty stuff. Any, you know what I mean? Like, people just really trying you, whatever. But it's like, you know, if we don't forgive others, the Father won't forgive us. You know what I'm saying? And before we pray to the Most High, we gotta make sure we got, we don't hold no grudges or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, gotta really clean up our slate, clean up our temples, clean up our lifestyles, clean up our habits, our routines, all of that, man. Always remind yourself how excellent the Messiah is, okay? If the Messiah can deal with mockery and ridicule for our sins and everything like that, we can go through all this stuff, okay? Because we know that he overcame the world. You know, he let us know the world gonna give us trouble. But he said, cheer up, for I overcame this, amen? So we know for sure that we are more than conquerors, and we can do all things through Christ, and how much the Most High is rocking with us and how much he loves us, y'all. So come on, people, praise the Most High, y'all. He's the name above all names. Every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow when they see him. Hallelujah. He is the name above all names. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Abiding Son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Alpha Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, Balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children. Branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life. Breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the Rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of the Mourners, Comforter of Zion, Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Consolation of Israel, Complete Controller of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Convert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women. Most definitely, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of men, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice is with us, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, God for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, health of my countenance, healer of wounds, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna. Most definitely, he is the high above all. He is high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holy than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people, Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, son of David, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish. Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader, commander, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahai Yeshaya, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path in the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, man of from heaven, marred one, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle. Hallelujah. Minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured. One and only sacrificed, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamb of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for our sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous of very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good neighbor, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, Seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, renewed mind, new song to sing, new encounters with the Most High, miracles, healing, restoration, deliverance, signs, wonders. Make sure let us always become a new creature in Christ. The past is done with. The old form things have done away with. Let us be a new creature of Christ. Today is a new day. New life, new begins, new season, new fresh starts, new scenery, new attitude, new mindset, new people to fellowship with, new prayer life, more reading the scriptures, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, more love, more peace, more comfort, more strength, more stability, more reasonable things from now on the rest of your life, from now on or forevermore. Praise the Most High, y'all. Let's repent and turn from our ways. Let's repent, get baptized, Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Let's get right with the Most High, y'all. Let's get on this narrow path and stay on this narrow path, people. Let's always, always store up our treasure in heaven from now on. Store up your treasure in heaven, people. Store your treasure in heaven, y'all. Keep looking out for the poor. Keep giving to the poor. Keep doing more deeds for the Most High, all right? Store up your treasure in heaven, y'all. Praise that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have eternal life and 100-fold. Prayers that you have everlasting life. Prayers that you have paradise with God forever. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you have the everlasting joy. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Prayers that the Messiah tells you, when he was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in a prison, you visited him. You took care of him. Hallelujah. Make sure that you get the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, all the crowns of heaven. And pray that all the mansions the Messiah and the Father promised us, pray that you obtain that as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We have to endure and go through a whole lot of things prior to that, y'all. We have to go through so much tests and trials and tribulations in these times that were in prior to that, people. Eternal promises, eternal life, y'all. Let us embrace the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, people. Let us be on point. Let us sing with the palm branches, sing with the robes on. Let us enjoy the presence of the Most High forever, people, okay? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Prayers up, man. Prayers up, people. Prayers for all people all over the world and their conditions and situations, all four corners of the earth. We don't know the details of what you're going through, but the Most High does, so bring it to the Lord, y'all. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you, okay? He is near to the brokenhearted. Nothing is too hard for the Lord, nothing at all. The Most High looked out for Noah. He looked out for Daniel. He looked out for Job. He looked out for Lot. He constantly keep looking out for his people. He is no respecter of persons, so he has no problem looking out for us. He looked out for strangers. He looked out for refugees. He looked out for Gentiles as well. He looks out for all types of people. He makes it rain on the just and the unjust. Okay, so we serve a creator who is gracious and merciful. Hallelujah. So nothing is too hard for the Lord to fix, y'all. Bring it to the Most High, y'all. And let's do our parts as well, people. A lot of people out there feel very hopeless or helpless, y'all, but, yo, man, the true hope is in the Lord, okay? The true hope is in the gospel, it's in his son, okay? Praise the Most High forevermore, people, lest they strong and always give glory to the Most High and his son and how excellent they are, amen? Praise the Most High forever, people. Praise him, y'all. Hallelujah. He is a seeking shepherd, self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nations, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David. Sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, amazing, awesome, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, amazing creator, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty. The glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate. Thine Holy One, Thresher of Wheat and Chaff, Throne of God's Holiness, Thou Christ, Tower of David, Tower and Fortress, Tower of Salvation, Trampler of the Young Lion and Dragon, Treader of the Angry Waves, Treader of the High Places, Treader of the Lion and Adur, Treader of the Winepress, Thy Glorious Name, Thy Kindness and Marvelous Comfort, Thy Staff and Comfort, Thy Praise, Treasure of Wisdom, Tried Stone, Triumph Christ, Triumph Overcomer, Triumph Lamb, True and Faithful Witness, True and Righteous Judge, True Bread from Heaven, Hallelujah, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, veil to a new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word. Victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb. Witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, praise the Most High forever. Yes, y'all, he gets all the praise, honor, glory every day, every night, y'all. Praise him, y'all. He's the real one, man. He's the real right one. Well, a lot of times we get it wrong and we be in the error a lot of times. So that's why I got always stay repenting and crying out to him and praying to him. But the Father got it right, y'all. The Messiah, he's the right King. Amen. He's the true King. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him. All right. So prayers for everybody of all social classes, prayers of all ages of the world, all ages of people all over the world, elders, prayers for the elders, prayers for the middle age, prayers for the senior citizens, prayers for the adults, prayers for the young adults, prayers for the teenagers, prayers for the children, prayers for the babies, man, prayers for parents out there, prayers for those who are divorced or widowed or separated, prayers for marriages out there, prayers for single people, prayers for those who are in relationships, prayers for those rich or poor, prayers for those who, just anybody, man, black, white, yellow, Asian, Latino, Middle Eastern, all of that, man, prayers of all four corners of the earth, people. Let there be no division in the assembly. Let there be no division in the kingdom of heaven, y'all. Let there be no division in the congregation of people. Let there be no differences, y'all. We are all here. The Messiah died for all of our sins, so let's all get it together, y'all. Praise the Most High forever. Hallelujah. So there you have it, okay? Now, what I would love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. Peace. Selah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Much love. Peace.
looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.